To scale your business, you need cash. But securing that working capital almost always comes with a brutal, unavoidable cost. Traditionally, founders fall into an equity trap. To get operating cash, you sell off slices of your ownership, permanently handing over future profits and control. Taking on debt is a different path if you want to retain command over your company. You borrow the cash, pay the interest, and keep 100% of your business. Raising capital to grow your business shouldn't require the slow, painful surrender of the very company you built. But startups face a massive roadblock. Traditional banking institutions operate on rigid models, meaning they strictly require hard collateral to approve a loan. Hard collateral means physical assets they can seize: commercial real estate, industrial heavy machinery, or a founder's personal property. Early-stage startups, running lean on laptops and cloud servers, rarely own anything like that.
This creates a vicious catch-22. Without collateral, banks refuse to issue debt, forcing founders right back to diluting their equity just to keep the lights on. Breaking this cycle requires an external force to step in and alter the underlying risk equation between an unproven startup and a conservative bank. That external force is the Credit Guarantee Scheme for Startups, or CGSS, a government intervention designed to bypass the collateral problem. The government isn't lending money directly. They act through a trust called NCGTC, absorbing lending risk so banks feel safe to fund you. By transferring risk, lenders, including banks, NBFCs, and alternative investment funds, can issue debt without demanding personal assets. This provides access to vital financial instruments for founders, including working capital and venture debt, or even convertible or mezzanine debt. Shifting the burden of default to a government-backed trust makes it possible for a risk-averse lender to function as a willing financial partner. This chart shows how protection scales. For loans up to 10 crore rupees, the scheme covers 85% of the default amount. When exceeding 10 crore, coverage drops to 75%. The absolute ceiling is 20 crore rupees in guarantee coverage per individual borrower. Maintaining this guarantee costs an annual fee ranging from 1 to 2%, with built-in discounts if your company is women-led, based in the Northeast, or operating in a designated champion sector. But there is a crucial rule regarding this cost. Your member lender is legally required to pay this guarantee fee, not you. The CGSS creates a rare financial situation. It delivers downside protection to the bank at exactly zero financial cost to the founder. To access the scheme, there is a mandatory prerequisite. Your startup must possess a valid DPIIT recognition certificate. You will also need your certificate of incorporation, alongside a business plan and clear financial projections to support your loan request. The application workflow is direct. You approach an approved member bank, they appraise your loan, and upon approval, the bank registers the guarantee with the NCGTC. You are completely isolated from government bureaucracy. Your chosen member lender acts as the sole, seamless gateway to the guarantee. Because this scheme is highly valuable, predatory brokers have emerged, claiming they can secure or sanction a CGSS guarantee for an upfront fee. This is a myth. Startups cannot apply to the NCGTC directly, and the fee is handled entirely by the lender. Anyone demanding payment to get you covered is running a scam. Loan approval and guarantee arrangement happen entirely within the walls of your approved member bank, making the process free for you as the borrower. The CGSS allows founders to protect their equity and substitute government backing for personal collateral, removing the need for traditional assets.